Hey, coach. I'm just wondering, could you just like kind of describe the impact that this win would have just like on the program?
I would love that feeling for our players. They deserve it. It's something that when you have a great culture and a good group of girls, you want to be able to feel all the excitement from all that hard work. I want them to feel what it feels like to win when you do it the right way. And I think it would set the tone for where this program's going.
Just like recruiting wise, right? Like obviously, especially locally, because you're playing in the Meatpot, like what would that kind of impact be in recruiting?
Yeah, for sure. It's funny. We're starting to see a lot more actually, local girls being interested in BU. We picked up some big recruits here locally. I know historically speaking, BC and Harvard has been the schools with a lot of more local talent, and hockey in Massachusetts is huge. So I definitely think it puts some eyes on us for sure.
I was talking to Brian DeRocher earlier this week, and he kind of pointed something out that I haven't really thought about, that like if you look at Hockey East over the past, I don't know, 20 years, like Northeastern's had a big run, and then it was you guys, and then it was UNH before that. You have like this like series of just like big like runs from teams. I guess like what does it take to kind of go on one of those runs, and how do you think a Beanpot win to kind of, I guess, help that, if that makes sense?
Yeah, I think you alluded to it, right? Like sometimes you get those key players that draw in a few others, and when you have them for 4 or 5 years, in Northeastern's case, it's not going to hurt you, right? And it definitely in the recruiting process, when you have a good record, it makes it a little bit easier, and it kind of just builds on top of itself. So I think obviously when you see games like this and tournaments like this where there's a lot of eyes on it, it's never going to hurt your program, and it's the perception from the outside, if you will.
What did you learn about Northeastern, like this team especially, in that first series earlier this year?
Yeah, I mean, they play fast. They definitely have a really disciplined but aggressive style of play. Similar to us in a lot of ways, the way they get in on the forecheck. They're not sitting back, but they're very disciplined in making sure they have their high F3. A lot of young talent obviously there in their freshman group that can score goals and get going off the rush. So obviously, and always been a defensively sound team as well.
Yeah, if you look at their metrics, like they're probably better defensive team than they are going forward. And obviously they have Lisa in goal. Like, what do you see from them, especially defensively?
Yeah, very disciplined for sure. I think their speed plays into it. They've always played physical, and having good goaltending is going to help you, that's for sure.
Yeah, I was just wondering, like, as a coach and just like your everyday job, like, do you think often about how you're doing compared to your rivals, especially Northeastern and BC? Is that something that's kind of on your minds, like, often, I guess?
Not a lot, really. Obviously, we're looking at how we're progressing as a group. It's always fun to kind of see where you're at when you do match up with them at different parts of the season. So this will be cool to see that, obviously, having played Northeastern early on this season last time. So we're always looking at where we're going as a group, how are we getting better, and how are we just making sure that we're learning from every moment. No season or no multiple seasons in a row are linear. It's you're constantly learning and responding to moments of growth and celebrating good moments along the way.
Yeah, I was just talking to Kaylee and Christina, and I know you were mentioning it, a couple of weeks ago about how that first Northeastern win was kind of a pretty big turning point just for this season. Is that something that you've been reflecting on a lot this week, and is it kind of on your mind that this could be like a potential kind of like full circle moment to kind of win against Northeastern, the first Beanpot you guys have had in a long time?
I think it's just an exciting matchup, right? You want to beat the best to win. And obviously, like you alluded to, Northeastern's had a good run here. And for me, I'm just excited for us to, the girls earn the opportunity to be on this stage, to play against one of the best and to win the tournament, the right way. Excited for the opportunity at hand and to really grow and learn from it.
I was sitting right over the bench against Harvard, and it looked like you took most of the like the huddles and media timeouts, stuff like that. I know you were saying that one of the things that they do a lot is they kind of take those over themselves. What are some of the other ways that they control their environment besides just kind of like, I guess, like taking the huddles from you, if that makes sense?
Yeah, there's lots of moments to debrief post practice in between periods. On our Monday check-ins, the players are kind of taking control over how they contribute, and then when you the biggest thing when you get to a moment where you can debrief, we're all on the same level. It's not coach player, captain, player, coach. Like we all put our best foot forward in every moment we have to perform, and when we get to the moment where we debrief, we all do it together. But they're really taking over, ownership in that area.
Do you think that, especially you and Reagan being former BU players and like not that long ago either, right? Do you think that kind of just helps you guys be on that kind of same level as the players, like you were just saying?
Yeah, having been through it, you can relate to what they're feeling. You can anticipate sticking points potentially. And I think that's always the biggest thing is, knowing the feelings, knowing the excitement, what that's going to do for them, and to potentially anticipate moments that could be tougher along the way too.
I know you were saying we asked you yesterday, last week, and you kind of just like default to Reagan for stuff about winning a bean pot. Like, can you just describe like her influence and her role, especially this past like 7 days?
Yeah, just her spirit, her competitive nature. Like, she was always someone that was doing it for the group first, was one of the best leaders we've had in this program. And how she was just able to put, the next shift in her mind. And I think like that we model that as a staff. She brings that with her and all the experience that she's had. But I think that was always one of her strengths, and she definitely carries that on and models that for our group.
Yeah, it's something I was actually talking to Ashley about when we were at Vermont. But like, what was kind of the balance of emotions last year? Obviously you're playing at the Garden and there's so many people and it's such a big moment for the sport, but then you also, I mean, you lose in overtime. Like, was that kind of bittersweet? Did one emotion kind of beat the other? Can you just kind of like talk me through like how you kind of handled those two things?
It happened pretty quick, I'll tell you that. So I think the emotion kind of probably hit as we processed it all, obviously making it to overtime and them scoring pretty quick. Well, but I think every moment in your life is contributing to the journey and how you respond to it, and the ability to learn from the fact that we came back, but then it didn't go our way. That's your choice and how you want to respond to that, how you want to learn, how you want to grow, how do you want to put your next best foot forward. And I'm proud of our group for the things we have learned and that we have the opportunity to put them into play this week.
Yeah, how does having played in that environment before just gonna help you tomorrow?
Yep, just having experienced it all the and for the captains and the leaders and the upperclassmen to be able to, kind of brief the newcomers on it. But I think it just the drive to win, to get it done this time, knowing that we were right there, I think fuels a lot of it, and then knowing what the external distractions are going to provide as well.
All right, that's all for me. Thanks so much, Coach. Appreciate it.